DW.
Vedi, vedi, va a chiamare l'altro. Vedi. Lilla.
So this is Lilla.
Lilla, 14 anni.
Lilla, she's 14 and Lady is 2 years and 2 months.
And do they get on well? Vanno d'accordo?
Sì, sì.
A bit of jealousy.
More than a bit.
Let's go and play with the dogs in the woods.
Sì, sì.
Okay, let's go.
Ven, Lilla, dai, munta. Munta. Dai. Dai, munta. Okay.
I was 5 or 6 years old when I started going truffle hunting. I know this area tree by tree.
Giovanni Monchiero is what locals call a trifolao or truffle hunter. But he also comes from a very particular line of truffle hunting dog trainers. His great-grandfather, Antonio Monchiero, had such a talent for it that he set up the University for Truffle Hunting Dogs back in 1880.
Lady, Bopiang.
In the hazelnut wood just down the hill from his house, Giovanni's demonstrating how they train their canine university students.
Le cose bisogna farle bene.
You have to do things properly. You begin with a game, it must be a game, and then very slowly you turn it into fun out in the countryside. They're like little children, unsure at first, then they get distracted by everything, even butterflies. Slowly and gently you train them, teaching them that truffle hunting is a game. You must never force it.
As the fourth dean of the university, Giovanni takes the role seriously. His students don't sit exams or write dissertations, but they do have to learn a range of specific skills in order to graduate. Giovanni uses real truffles, initially hiding them and then playing fetch with truffles instead of sticks.
See, she got it, and I gave her a reward and said brava. You can do this for 15 or 20 minutes until she's had enough of playing. Then you leave it and do it again later.
Lady! È possibile.
Then you start throwing the truffles into the leaves, more or less in the spots where you know that truffles grow. The dog finds the truffle and you give a reward. Then, when the dog has understood that it has to look for them in the leaves and the earth, you start making little holes in the ground and putting the truffles in, around the places where you know they grow. You can't do it in 2 days, it takes 15 or 20. You then gradually find that they'll pick up the scent of truffles naturally growing underground. So the job's not about having lots of dogs in a training hall. You can train 2 or 3 or maximum 4, and that'll take up your whole day.
She's digging away. She found one.
Crack, 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 crack.
And then they get a prize for that. Can any dog be trained?
Tutti I cani vanno bene. Io dico sempre scherzando. Fate il uovo.
All dogs are fine. I always joke that if you give them a poached egg with truffle on it and they like it, they'll be good truffle hunters. See how Lady and Lilla like doing it. It's because they like the flavour and aroma, so they love looking for it. So the most important thing is to see if the dog likes the scent. Animals are just like people. Some like truffle hunting, others like sitting on the sofa watching TV.
As university deans, the Monchiero family nickname is Barot, after the traditional truffle hunting stick. As Barot the Fourth, Giovanni has plenty of devoted clients like Mauro Isnardi.
Giovanni has a history. His father, grandfather, great-grandfather, all the family. And you always go to the person you think is the best. Gianni and I have been friends for years and years, so I trust him. What's important in training is that the dog isn't mistreated. I'm not saying others do, but I know for a fact that he treats them well.
Emma, te! Vieni qua! Emma, te! Poi è chiaro, un cane.
Obviously, a dog needs 2 or 3 years to become good at it, so he teaches me the commands he uses, and I use them. We talk to the dogs in dialect. I have to give the same commands he's taught the dog. I've been going to him for years, so I know what I have to do. But the first time, he trains the dog, and then he trains the owner.
Lots of people don't have the patience to train them. They want a dog that already knows what to do. Then there are some people who bring me their dogs and say, please teach my dog to hunt truffles. And I say, have you ever been yourself? And they say no. My response is, okay, you have to learn first, then the dog.
Prima impari lei, poi impara il cane.
Lilla, 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 te. Sì, dai, non è possibile.
Three years ago, I had a group come here and I explained to them how you train a dog. Would you believe, recently a couple of them came back from Germany with a dog and we took him out to see if he liked truffle hunting. He did, straight away. Lady showed him how to sniff out a couple of truffles and then the dog dug out three or four all by himself. They went crazy. I always say, if you don't have a truffle to try with, go to the park with a tennis ball with a bit of truffle oil on it and throw that instead of a stick. The dog will slowly start to recognize the scent.
Percepisce questo profumo, comincia a conoscerlo.
How long does it take you to know if a dog is going to be a good truffle hunter or not?
Si metti 3-4 giorni.
3 or 4 days, maximum 5. With Lady, at 2 months, I put a truffle on the floor, and she loved it. She was like a child with an ice cream. You can just try and see if the dog likes it.
Vedi quello che è più interessato a quel sapore. Yeah, Lady, Dorela, Dorela, Dorela. Dai, Lady, sì. Yeah.
And one of the most difficult skills Giovanni teaches truffle-loving dogs is when they find a truffle, not to eat it. Although, he laughs, it does sometimes happen. Danny Mitzman, DW, Roddi d'Alba.
This report was brought to you by DW.